All right, for many years I was bothered with the following question. There were three malachim that came to visit Avraham Avinu. And each one had a specific mission. One was to heal Avraham.
Give Sarah the message and kill Sodom.
And destroy Sodom. Correct. All right? So, to tell Sarah the great news, to heal Avraham Avinu, and to turn over Sodom. So it's understandable. You wanted to give the good news, you got to show up by Avraham Avinu. All right? You got to show up to give the news. To heal Avraham Avinu, obviously you have to show up. Question. The Malach, who was to destroy Sodom, what's he doing there? For years it bothered me. Why did the Malach, who's turning over Sodom, bother to show up? He could have said to his friends, hey, yo, I'll see you in Sodom. For years it bothered me. And I've asked many Talmidei Chachamim. So a friend of mine who's a comedian says to me, what's your problem? Free deli? But what's the serious answer about why this malach showed up? Someone once told me a beautiful pshat as follows. You would imagine that the malach, whose dubious job was to turn over Sodom, felt like the other two people, one's healing, one's telling good news, and I'm turning over an entire country because they were showing him God. God, you remember? Ki yetzalev adam ra min urav. That people have a yetzahari. Remember you brought the marble and it's happening all over again. What do you expect of people anyway? It's happening all again. History's repeating itself. You made man with a proclivity towards Gashmias, towards Averas, so, you know, you made a Yetzirah, so what do you expect? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you, Malach, who are turning over Sodom, give a visit to Avraham Avinu. Visit him. He's 99 years old. Underwent surgery without anesthesia. All right? What's he doing? He's greeting people. He's looking to do chesed. Look at the paradigm of chesed, what human beings, what heights they can reach, even with the Yetzirah. Avraham Avinu is the role model for all mankind. After you see Avraham Avinu, you'll understand why Sodom has got to go. Now, Avraham Avinu was unique in his chesed. What was so unique about his chesed besides the fact that he wasn't well, he was old, he was sick at that point? See, there's a concept of being a Baal chesed. A Baal chesed, someone who sees a need and fills the void. This old lady is going home from ShopRite for Pathmark, and you help her load up her car. You help her home. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Somebody comes to you, Tom Chay Shabbos, you give him money. Beautiful. That's a Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu went beyond that. He was an Oev Chesed. What does that mean? Here he was. It was a very hot day. God had made it a very hot day. And there are no wayfarers. No one around. I don't know. When I'm in shul and no one comes around collecting, I'm fine with that. No one knocks on my door, I'm fine. I'm all right. I don't go out of my mind. It's cool. I have a, you know, nice davening. It's fine. Very nice. I'm on the highway and no one's broken down. I don't have to pull over. It's not bad. It's not bad. Avraham Avinu, what he introduced into the DNA of the Jewish nation is to be Oev Chesed. And I believe it's because Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived in a culture of paganism, of Avodah Zarah. He looked around and said, this is impossible. There's got to be a creator. And why would he bother to create the world to do chesed? What do you mean? There was no one to do chesed with. To create a situation of chesed is what he saw in the creator and he wanted to emulate. In Latin, Rabbi Eber myself say, imitato Deo, to exemplify what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's what Avraham Avinu was all about. I forgot to bring it down. Maybe for good reason. I forgot to bring it down. There's a phone book in Lakewood, and they have the white pages and they have the yellow pages. Yellow pages are for businesses. In the business section, there is a section for under G, Gamachs, which runs about 10 pages long, 20 per page. Some of them are hilarious. I was going to read them. Some are amazing.
What's an example?
An example of a funny one is an art scroll gamach. Pretty funny, in Lakewood. There are gamachs there for cars, free cars to use if you have to go somewhere, if you're stuck. You don't have a car. If you need help building a sukkah. It's galore, page after page after page after page, tools, tables, chairs, snowblowers, beyond. And that's what's written. The other day I discovered that there are many more gamachs that are not written there. How do I know? The guy comes over to me and, sure, do you need to scrape my floors? Yes, yeah, my wife's been asking me for the last 18 years, why, you do floors? This is what happened, true story, Monday. I said, you know what, coming over. I said, I'm not going to do it. Someone here is here to look at the floors. He looks at the floors, fine. Polyurethanes it, and it smells. It smells terribly. I'm talking to a guy in Shul. How do you get the smell out of your house? The guy overhears me. Listen to his story. He says, come with me. I'll help you out. And he goes to his house, and he pulls out these huge fans, expensive, huge fans, and he says, I have a gamach for fans, huge fans. When people, why? He said, I asked him. Had to start. He said there were a Valum and there was no air conditioning in the house. And I saw what was going on and I went out and I bought huge circulating fans that you can suck out all the air in the house. He says, use it. I'm in the furniture business. I'm telling you it works. And here he hands me. This is my neighbor of mine. I was near his garage. I bought something. He said, what are you doing with 100 chairs from Costco and 20 tables? Oh, I figured I'll open a gamach. I'll open a gamach. People who open gamachs are advertising, if there's a need out there, I want you to take advantage of it. So much so, I want to tell you a story. Happened 2 weeks ago. Dr. Rich Roberts, some of the guys know, is an interesting guy, about Tshuva, MD, PhD from Harvard. He opened the company and he sold it at $800 million. Now he's busy with a million projects. One of his projects is to influence politicians to have a favorable view of Orthodox Jews. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's a who's who shows up. And who's he had? Paul Rand was there. Who was there? Chris Christie was there 2 weeks ago. Cory Booker was there. All right? Cory Booker is there. And he also had Scott Walker there. And he opens up this phone book. Shows him, I want to show you something. And he shows him the gamachs. This is what our society is about. I don't know if you guys know Cory Booker. He's a kibbutzer. He's a very interesting, bright fellow. He's looking at it. He says, I want to ask you something, Dr. Roberts. you have a gamach for a guy to find a shirach? True story. True story. I was there. So, I want to tell you something. The chesed of Avraham Avinu, if you calculate it, I did the calculation, it's, I believe, exactly 3,728 years ago. All right? That's the cheshbon. Yeah. And we tend to think that kind of extraordinary chesed on the level of Avraham Avinu is dead. It's not dead. It's alive and well. As a matter of fact, Rav Shimon Shkup and others have said that Rashi, back in last week's parsha, where it says Veschol LeGoy Gadol, represents what we say in Shemona Esrei Al Kei Avram, and Vavarechacha is Al Kei Yitzchak, Vagadla Shemecha is Al Kei Yaakov. And then Rashi says something strange. Yochel, I might think that you chosmen bekulam. We start out with Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. We might think we end the first blessing, bracha, with what? Bracha Tashem. Again, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yet we only end with Avram Avinu. Veye baracha. They'll only end by you. Now it's mind-boggling, Rashi, because these are your children. I mean, who wouldn't fargin? You know what fargin means? Fargin, good English word.
Let go.
It's a very hard word. What it means is, who would be jealous of their children and grandchildren? What? Oh, don't worry, Avraham Avinu. Don't worry. You're the show. You're the main show. Mind-boggling. What does it mean? Don't worry, Avram. You know, you're the star of the show. We're starting with you and ending with you. Preposterous. How could that be? Can't forgive his children and grandchildren a little fame? No, it bothers him if he ended with what? Magen Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Preposterous. Zok Rav Shimon Shkup as follows. What does Avram Avinu represent? Chesed, Yitzchak, Gvura Avoda, and Yaakov? Torah. The message was, these are tremendous, tremendous attributes. And some of them throughout our long gullus we're going to lose. We're going to lose a lot of it. But one thing we're not going to lose ever, the Jewish nation, b'chachosmin, we're going to end to the end, we're going to go with what? Chesed. To the end. 2014. Yud Dal Cheshvan, Tav Shin Ayin Hey, Chesed's alive by the Jews. It's very alive. That's going to be to the end of days. I remember back years ago, about 20 years ago, Colonel Higgins, a Marine in Lebanon, was killed. And he had a young daughter. And there was a nationwide campaign to raise money for a college education. After 3 weeks, they raised $3,780. We could do that in a flash. And it has nothing to do with being religious or irreligious. The UJA, the Federation, is not necessarily collecting from Orthodox Jews. Jews give tons of money. Matter of fact, Dr. Roberts told me, he said to me, I thought that to speak to politicians, he has pictures with President Bush, with everyone. I thought, it costs real money. It's a joke. It's 50 grand. It's 50 grand. He says, by the Jews, what's 50 grand? Jews give. So, I spoke to someone who worked for the IRS, and they have orders that certain zip codes, 11219, 08701, certain zip codes, you don't flag it for tzedakah unless it's over 20% of the income. They don't flag it. They will not flag it. The IRS has done and wasted enough hours. How do I know they came to my father? They sat there. He says, all right. And he says, I'll tell you the truth. Everywhere I go here, they're giving this amount, and they created a computer program where they will not flag it. They will not flag it in certain zip codes because they give so much tzedakah. I just wanted to point out that the other day, Wednesday, Rabbi Hochbaum mentioned, it's really an amazing thing. I have a second cousin who I never see. I haven't seen in 40 years probably. And this woman, Natalie, called up my father, who then called me up on Wednesday and said, "You remember Mickey Tenenbaum?" I said, "Vaguely." "Well, she died, and her daughter was adopted, is probably not Jewish, once an Orthodox funeral." I said, "All right, you know, where's the burial?" Anyway, a whole long story. I spoke to Rabbi Starr. I called Rabbi Zon. Bottom line, she's going to have a Jewish burial. It was to hire and everything done properly. And then I mentioned this in Shir, that, you know, I have to leave early because there's a mace mitzvah, and not in the sense, no, the person won't be buried, but in the sense will not be buried in an Orthodox way. And there's no minyan there. You know, she and her, everyone was there. What do you see? What?
A couple of,
you know. But this lady was a Jewish lady. She was a Jewish lady. So she wrote me now. She emailed me. I'll leave the first part, which is about family connections. She writes as follows: "When I told you that my mom's friends and family were very limited, and you told me that you could bring some boys for the minyan, I had no idea what to expect. But as they arrived, I couldn't believe that these boys gave up their personal time for a stranger. But yet, I did not feel strangers around me. I felt they cared, they prayed for my mom, they prayed for me, and they were there for me when I had no one else to turn to. Clearly, they were brought up and taught to respect and care any person without asking any questions. I want to thank each and every one that they should be so proud of the path they took to get to this point. Knowing my mom, she would sit down to write each and every one of you a special note. If you would send me their names and emails, I would like to do the same. Actually, my mom would have handwritten her notes. If you ask Gloria, Hannah, and Jenny with their relatives about the cards they received from my mom, they would suggest email because she had the worst handwriting ever. But her notes came from the heart and the words were beautiful. Just like the last gathering for her life, the beauty was a celebration of her life with a funeral that I can never forget with friends that I cannot thank enough. Wishing you all, listen to this, a good Shabbos." She knows that much. "Wishing you all a good Shabbos, and I thank you and your students from the bottom of my heart, signed Natalie." Now that's a definition of Kiddush Hashem, if I've ever seen one. Chesed Shel Emes, all wrapped in one. And you guys exemplified the Midah of Avraham Avinu. And you expressed your inborn DNA by going. And Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. That is the shield of Klal Yisrael. And B'chol Chosmin. With that Midah Sachesed, that's how Mashiach will come. Have a good Shabbos. Exactly.
Ready.